With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. James Comey was charged Thursday with making a false statement and obstruction in a criminal case filed days after President Trump appeared to urge his attorney general to prosecute the former FBI director. The indictment makes Comey the first former senior government official to face prosecution in connection with one of Trump's chief grievances, the long-concluded investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Trump and his supporters have long derided that investigation as a hoax and a witch hunt. Comey was fired months into Trump's first administration and has long been a top target for Trump supporters. Comey was singled out by name in a Saturday social media post in which Trump complained directly to Pam Bondi that she had not yet brought charges against him. A program note, Erica Kirk, widow of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, will be on national radio Friday. Erica Kirk will appear on her late husband's Salem Radio Network talk show beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on many of these same stations. President Trump has signed an executive order that puts TikTok in American control.
The executive order allows TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. by shifting China-based control of the video sharing app to American investors. President Trump said he discussed the deal with Chinese President Xi.
We talked about TikTok and he gave us the go-ahead. You know, it's run by American investors and American companies.
Vice President Vance said there was some resistance from China, but that Americans can use TikTok with confidence that their data will be secure. Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 174 points, the NASDAQ dropping 113, with the S&P 500 lower by 33. This is SRN News. Texas bans men from women's bathrooms.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott has signed a bill that requires people to use the bathroom that corresponds with their true gender in all government-owned buildings, including public schools. Abbott says, quote, it's a common-sense public safety issue. The new law also orders the Texas penal system to make sure that men are not being housed with women in any facility. The statute levies a fine of $25,000 for a first violation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago's plan to honor Democratic Senator Dick Durbin despite the powerful politician's support of abortion has stirred controversy. Cardinal Blaise Kupich says the Archdiocese will present a Lifetime Achievement Award to the high-ranking Catholic Democrat for his work helping immigrants. Many pro-life Catholics are outraged, including Bishop Tom Pawrocki of Springfield, Durbin's hometown. This is SRN News. Another day of losses on Wall Street.
Stocks fell on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%. It marks the third straight drop for the index and its longest losing streak in more than a month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.5%. Stocks felt pressure from strong economic reports that could make the Federal Reserve less likely to cut interest rates in the coming months. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. All three major indexes are still near their records set at the start of the week, despite the modest losses. Damian Troisi, New York.
Starbucks said Thursday it's closing hundreds of stores in the U.S., Canada, and Europe and laying off 900 non-retail employees so it can focus resources on its turnaround plan. The Seattle coffee giant wouldn't say exactly how many stores it's closing. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.